Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I want to borrow a line from Al Pacino, Michael Corleone, and The Godfather 3. Nolan, get in here. Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Trevor Rogers last night, and you heard during Joe LaCroix's update, had the best start by an Oriole almost 2 years. And depending on how this thing all unfolds, with a lot of baseball left to be played before the All-Star break, we're actually coming up on the halfway point of the season and actual games played and before the trade deadline and everything that goes along with it. Trevor Rogers made that start at Fenway Park. Second game of a doubleheader. Let me refresh your memory. They blew the first game, losing on a walk-off 6-5 loss. They fell 18 games below 500. He was pitching the second game. I was sitting on my deck, sucking down a cold one. We're going to get swept. Another heartbreaking loss. Going to be a series sweep. The season's going to totally circle the drain. And it is what it is. And it's still May, by the way. Then he comes out and deals. Did not factor in the decision, but the Orioles wound up winning the game. And starting with that game, the Orioles are 18-10. Now, what have they done? Well, they've trimmed 8 games off of being 18 games below. They're 10 games below 500. And then Trevor Rogers last night, after a disastrous start last week against Tampa, where he had an 8-0 lead and couldn't get through the fourth inning. Got to be honest with you. My expectations were rather low. But his performance output was high quality. Let's go to the no walks thing, which is huge. Painting corners, keeping the ball down. You heard him talking about the sinker. I mean, the velo was 95, 96. So he was still keeping that pumping into the eighth inning. But this was a huge start for the Orioles, who really needed that sort of thing. Now, Morton's going to go tonight, who's been pitching a lot better as of late, and we commend him for the season turnaround. Still to be determined, it looks like, for tomorrow night. But Trevor Rogers to start that series with that level of performance, I was floored. I was happy. I felt good for him because, quite frankly, Nolan, we were down at Pickles Pub along with Ryan Ripken doing Baltimore baseball tonight. We'll be there again tonight with Jim Hunter. I didn't really expect much. If anything, I thought it might be a crooked number kind of game for both teams. And we were talking yesterday with Jared Sandler from Rangers Radio, where the Rangers can't score. We saw that last night, but Trevor Rogers was dominant. So is it fair to say, and this is with all due respect to Eplin and Sagano and Povich and Kramer and everyone else who's throwing a baseball in anger for the Orioles out of the rotation, that Trevor Rogers, Nolan McGraw, has had the two best starts of the season for the Orioles this year?
Well, I don't think that's really a debate at all.
Sagano got into the seventh.
Yeah, but last night, you mentioned it. You got to go back to 2023 with Grayson to get anything similar to that. And for that to be the deepest that Rogers has ever gone in his career, his MLB career, that is, I think that speaks even more volumes. I'm with you. I was expecting to come in today and be talking about a bunch of excuses. The weather got to us and all that, and the ball was carrying, and this is why we couldn't hit off of a left-handed pitcher again. No, Rogers was amazing. They hit off of a lefty. They got to Corbin. The Holiday was exceptional. I mean, it went the exact opposite of how I thought it would. So I think the biggest thing that I'm left asking today is what the hell happened in Tampa last week? Because if you're really... To be fair, he's not going to pitch like last night every time he goes out there. But can he be good, not just average. Can he be good? Can he be a strong point for this rotation? I don't know. Maybe just something was out of whack last week, because you can't blame the weather. Might have been even worse in Baltimore last night than it was in Tampa last week.
I think Tony Manzalino said that before the game.
So
at the press conference.
Hey, I can't explain it, but I sure as hell will take it.
Yeah, and look, he's got to put them together consecutive. You can't have a one good, one horrible, one great. I mean, you got to start putting them together like Morton's doing, like Dean Kramer's done for the most part. Now, they need to get Zach Eplin, obviously, straightened out here a little bit, but Trevor Rogers was outstanding. So we praise. Don't know if this is going to be the long-term answer. Keep in mind, he is controllable for a couple more years, which made him attractive to Mike Elias last year at the trade deadline when they sent Stowers and Norby to bring him over here. So if he gets back to, and he was better last night than he was when he was an all-star in 2021 and was second in the Rookie of the Year voting. He was tremendous. But can he put them together consecutive? Because with injuries, they're going to need him to be that guy. Not what he was last night. That'd be brilliant if he could do it. But just go out there, give him six, keep him in games. You know, he struggled with his command last week against Tampa, which kind of led to his demise. But throw strikes, let your defense do the rest, and see how things roll.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.